This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we can break to our viewers now. Per three senior DHS and ICE sources to Fox, according to our colleague Bill Malusian, doing some great work, that he is an Egyptian national who is in the U.S. illegally.
Yeah, that was Griff Jenkins this weekend talking about what is clearly an anti-Semitic terror attack that happened in Boulder, Colorado. Unfortunately, you're not going to hear it described that way in a lot of media today, and I think that is part and parcel of the problem. We've got Mark Gerson with us right now. He's the author of a forthcoming book, God Was Right, How Modern Social Science Proves the Torah is True. And Mr. Gerson, welcome to the show. How are you?
Terrific, Mark. So good to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your time this morning. I guess, first of all, let me get your reaction to what's gone on in Boulder. I mean, I'm still watching some network newscasts who are calling it a possible terror attack, even though he was screaming Free Palestine while he threw firebombs at Jewish people.
Well, I mean, it was an obvious, actual anti-Semitic terrorist attack right in Boulder, Colorado, against people who were marching on behalf of the hostages. I mean, this was an anti-Semitic attack, a terrorist attack, and everyone who has a voice and a microphone has the obligation, responsibility to call it what it was.
Yeah, well, obviously with the attacks on the embassy personnel in Washington, it's front and center in this country right now. The debate at Harvard, I still have a hard time believing Harvard is fighting back against efforts to make them institute fair policies on their campuses.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we saw this explosion of anti-Semitism at the so-called elite colleges really right after October 7th and continuing. And I think it's good that we're calling these so-called elite universities to account for them and to change their policies.
Do you think that will be effective, what Trump is talking about doing, withholding funding, and even he's kind of toyed with the idea of, well, maybe we give some of it to the trade schools? Is that ultimately going to be enough to make the anti-Semitism stop, or at least the colleges to enforce some disciplinary action if there is anti-Semitism?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, these colleges have an obligation to protect and defend both their Jewish students and the idea of intellectual freedom, which they supposedly stand for. And I think the administration's pressure on them to do so is outstanding. And I think that the president's idea to consider reallocating some of the funds to trade schools is also very interesting, because there are so many really terrific job opportunities available to people who work in the trades, and giving people in the trades the opportunity to learn the skills and develop the know-how to enter those great professions is a terrific thing for the administration to be doing.
Well, you've got your book that's coming out, and it is a stinging critique of DEI related to traditional Jewish values. Tell me what this book is about.
Yeah, sure. So God Was Right operates on the assumption of what the Bible is. The Bible is not a history book, a science book, or a cookbook. It is a guidebook. And the Bible astonishingly offers guidance that's entirely practical, totally relevant, and immediately applicable to basically every question, challenge, or decision that we make in 2025. It's the best ever self-help book. And the Bible offers self-help. It offers guidance on so many different subjects, the personal, the sociological, the cultural, the psychological, and the political. And one of the areas the Bible addresses is diversity, and which is of great relevance in our society due to the due to DEI, which is in pretty much every institution in American life.
Yeah, and DEI clearly plays into the victim culture, which flies in the face of what you're taught in the Bible.
Yeah, exactly. The Bible talks about three kinds of cultures. The Bible, which again, modern. So the premise of the book is that the Bible is full of highly practical guidance. And then the question is the guidance true? And in comes modern social science in the 21st century, addressing all the questions the Bible asks. And so now we can assess with social scientific certitude, is the Bible true, false, or just a good book? And what we found is the Bible is absolutely true on all of its claims made thousands of years ago about how we live today. And
wow.
And you're absolutely right, Mark. I mean, one of the things the Bible warns against is the victim culture and the victim mentality, which is certainly encouraged by DEI.
Well, we've seen a dip, at least publicly, with some of these companies willing to stand up against this. Do you think that they're just blowing in the political wind at this point?
Well, they may have been blowing in the political wind before and then blowing it back. I mean,
yeah.
I think all people and all institutions need to stand on principle. And what DEI does is it sets the world into two categories. There are oppressors and the oppressed, or victims and perpetrators, which is entirely wrong. And DEI is a terrible idea. It never should have been institutionalized anywhere. And anytime it's in retreat, it's good.
Yeah. When is the book available?
Tomorrow. So people can pre-order it today. It's godwasright.com, or of course available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and hopefully booksellers everywhere.
Excellent. Mark Gerson, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Absolutely. Very, very timely. I had scheduled him on to talk about DEI and his view of how Judaism addresses this, the Torah, the obviously, and he happened to be a guest this morning, and then this attack happens out there, and we're having to watch the mainstream media toy around and act like maybe it's a terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe it's a hate crime.
They're talking about the death penalty for the other guy, the DC attack, where two people were killed, the young couple. It'll be interesting to see what's on the table with this guy. Now, obviously, we know only eight people were, well, not
injured.
Only
nobody died.
Eight people were
yet.
Injured, but at this point, no one's died yet, but some significant injuries, people being burned.
Somebody's, yeah, in critical condition right now,
yeah,
for sure. All right, we'll keep an eye on that for you. Coming up, Tom Ackerman is going to join us in studio. The Cardinals continue playing well. We'll find out what he thinks about this special session that's underway for the Royals and the Chiefs this morning. We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.